Welcome to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim, filling in for my mom who is in Israel. And you got to go with us sometime. We have a great time and doing a youth tour with mom in 2013. So you might want to contact us about that. Hey, I'm going to coach you a little bit, teach you this week and maybe 2 weeks. I don't know. We'll see how far it goes. But glad to be along with you. Hope you're not disappointed. And But first, let's get right into something I want to share with you that's recently kind of been happening in the world, and I believe with all my heart it's going to help you if you tune in this week. I want to talk a little bit about how reaching more victories and reaching your destiny, but also to get back everything that the enemy has stolen and just get back in control. Now, how this the Lord showed me a lot of this was he was talking about priorities and how important priorities are, and how many know that even the world knows about priorities. I mean, you can go into businesses and sports and locker rooms, and you'll see priorities written everywhere. And even if you asked anybody in the world, they would say, yeah, if you got your priorities straight, you'd live a better life. I mean, that's just a given. You'd just live a better life, you know. And so even the world knows it. But, you know, the world doesn't practice them daily. I mean, I don't know anybody who's thinking or talking about their priorities daily in life, and if they did, they'd be more successful. But I was reminded of the priorities when I was coaching. Now, I've coached baseball all my life up until when I was called to preach, and I've coached on every level, and we won many championships, and I believe it was due to discussing and reviewing our priorities as a team. Some of the my priorities were I put this on their lockers. I put this on the locker room. It was everywhere. They saw it every day. And if I didn't talk about it every day, they saw it every day. So priorities were important to me as a coach. And if we kept these priorities straight, we were going to win, no doubt. And we did. Now, just to give you an example, the priorities as a coach was, first, it was spiritual. And I didn't coach it at Christian schools, I mean, or, you know, colleges and wherever I was at, just necessarily. Not that I wouldn't, but so I'm talking to Christians, non-Christians. It didn't matter. I would tell them, spiritual, you better get it straight spiritually. I said, there's a life after this life, and it's going to continue on in a different place, and you're going to be one of these places, and if you want to discuss more about it, come to my office, and I'll talk to you about it. And you know what? Many guys did and got saved. Praise God. One was spiritual. Number two was family. And I thought family was way more important than baseball. And if we kept family more important, then that kept, your mama's happy and your daddy's happy and the family's happy. And so if anything was going on family, that was above baseball. And of course, if I was coaching high school or college, education was third, because if you couldn't pass, you're not going to play anyway. And you're not going to play baseball the rest of your life. You need the education. And then fourth would be baseball. Now, so on my list, baseball was fourth. And if we kept these priorities straight, we would win. We did. And, but here's what baseball was above: girlfriends. Now, I was not popular with the girlfriends. As a matter of fact, I even had a rule that you couldn't date during the season, because I didn't want him going up to bat, bases loaded, we needed this hit. And he just had a fight with his girlfriend, and she's up there pouting or whatever, and he's thinking about her. I needed his total undivided attention for us. And then after the season was over, you can go date them for however long you wanted to do. And a lot of them, after it was all said and done, said, Coach Brim, you helped me so much. She wasn't the one for me. Thank you for doing that. But anyway, this is not what I want to talk about. So we had spiritual, family, education, and baseball. But it was above girlfriends. It was above video games. It was above partying. It was above these things. And we kept them right. And there were other coaches that would come to me saying, we're having problems. I said, we don't have problems. And I believed it was because we kept our priorities straight. Now, you driving your car, you at home, you at work are wondering, where are you getting with this? Let me ask you this. As a coach who I implemented priorities and preached them daily in sports, and we won, that was the result, how do you think they're important to God? Do you think priorities are important to Jesus? Do you think spiritual priorities are important? Are they in the Bible? Well, here's a few of them right here. We'll talk about priorities in scriptures. The lawyer's question to Jesus, he said, which is the great commandment? And now watch this priority talk with Jesus. Love the Lord God with all thy heart. This is in Matthew. your soul, and your mind. This is the first and great commandment in the law. Now, when he says first, anytime you hear first from God or Jesus, that's, he's talking priorities. That means there's a second, there's a third, there's others. There's things below it, but there's nothing above it. So that's priority talk right there. There was a word that we had learned in Hebrew, arise, kum, mentioned many times by God. And what it means is first things first. Get yourself to a higher level. So God speaks of that all through the Bible. What about tithing? Your first 10%. You get your priorities right. I'm going to tell you right now, people, it's this simple. If you got your priorities right and tithe, your finances are going to get lined up. But, and I, you know, I'm at a place, my wife and I, we can't afford not to tithe. I mean, we've seen the power of it. Why? Because we finally got our priorities straight. There's men in Luke. There's two men in Luke 9. Now watch this. They both said this, I will follow you, Jesus, but first, the first one says, but first, I want to bury my father. Now, here, see, his priority, he had a good heart, but his priorities were out of whack. And the second one says, I'll follow you, Jesus, but first, I need to go say goodbye to my household. Both had good hearts, but wrong priorities, and Jesus told them both, seek God's kingdom, which leads us to the very ultimate priority scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, remember? And then the end of that verse says, and all these things shall be added. What? Where are my things? A lot of Christians are going, where are my things? Well, where's your priorities? Seek God first, his kingdom, the kingdom of God, his ways of doing things. So, okay, so there's a lot of Christians nodding your head. Okay, all right, I get it, priorities, I've known that. Well, I said to the Lord about this because I thought, well, Lord, you want me to teach priorities and maybe even put it on the radio and somebody out there is in their car listening to it. And okay, I'll preach it. I know it works. And well, that's what I thought. And the Lord began to talk to me about my priorities. He's setting me up. And he asked me a question. And the question was this. He said, or it wasn't a question, a statement. He said, tell me about your ministry. And what he's going to end up doing is he's going to work on my priorities. He's going to find out. He said, tell me about your ministry. Well, what would you have answered if the Lord said, tell me about your ministry? I believe there's a lot of Christians that would say, well, first of all, if you were a pastor, you'd tell them about your church. If you were a missionary, you'd tell them about that. Or if you were a youth pastor, or if you were in helps, or if you were a prayer, or if you were handing out tracts, or whatever you did, you'd talk about that. Or you'd be one of these Christians going, what ministry? You know, well, I believe everybody has a calling, and that's your ministry. So, you're in one of those two categories. You'd either say, well, and that's what I did. I said, well, Champions for Christ, you know, or meetings are going great. People are getting saved. People are getting healed, filled with the Holy Spirit. This happened, that happened. Our youth rally's going great. God, it's just, you know, these things. And the Lord said to me after I had answered that, he said, I asked you to tell me about your ministry, and you first told me about your earthly ministry. Now, see, he said first. So whenever God or Jesus talks first, he's saying priorities are a problem here. Well, I know about priorities. I've seen them in sports. You'll win if you got them right. He said, I asked you to tell me about your ministry, and you first told me about your earthly ministry. He said, if you had your priorities straight, you would have first told me about your heavenly ministry. And then he continued to say, I'm thinking, heavenly ministry? What are you talking about? I don't even know. And maybe you're saying the same thing right now. And then he continued and he said, your earthly ministry is very important, but never forget this. Your heavenly ministry will always dictate what happens to your earthly ministry. And if you don't have your spiritual priorities right, things will get out of whack. And I thought, what? Things going wrong earthly? I need to get my priorities straight. Well, what's a heavenly ministry? So I searched it and I studied it and I Googled it and I did whatever I knew to do. I wasn't getting anywhere. So of course I did what any good Christian man would do, go to mama. Well, I got a good mama to go to. And she said, well, of course, I knew this for years. Where have you been? You know, that's kind of what I get every time. But she said one man in particular spent his life, preached it, lived it about heavenly ministry. God showed him about it years ago. He had to. Why? Because he was the only missionary who could go into these demonic villages. I mean, John A. McMillan's his name. And he wrote about it in these teachings and writings that he put down on paper. And you know who got a hold of these writings? Brother Hagin. Brother Hagin got a hold of these writings, and it inspired him what he read there about to write the book Believer's Authority, Authority of the Believer. And the Believer's Authority, everybody knows that besides the Bible, that one book has affected the body of Christ in a great way. So Mom got these writings and helped republish The Authority of the Believer by John A. McMillan. And I got that copy. She gave me that book. And we need to make that book available. I'm sitting here holding it, $8. We'll give it away for $5. How about that? You know, Brandon's here helping me. He's wanting to give it away free, but I got to put a little harness on him. Okay, 3 minutes left here. I get the book and I begin to read, and it says this: the urgent call for the body of Christ is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord. That's serious people right there. Whose eyes have been enlightened to see their ministry, their heavenly ministry. And I went, what? There's a heavenly ministry. Which they have all been called. That means you, who's listening to this. And such believers, whether an intercessor, or as a worker at home, or a missionary, or on the foreign fields, may in union with the great head of the body, we're the body, he's the head, that's Jesus, exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged. Are you kidding me? We have a heavenly ministry, and if we put that first, it'll dictate our earthly ministry, and things will get in order. But not only that, all the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged. This is the body of Christ. This is our heavenly ministry. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I got so excited. Now, this week, we're going to talk about the details of this heavenly ministry. We're going to talk about exactly what to do, what to say. And when I begin to apply this, I'm telling you, tornadoes couldn't touch my home. A tornado came straight at my home and not a shingle hit it. Wiped out houses around me. Well, were they Christians? Well, maybe some of them were. But was that God giving you favor, not them? No. It's because I operated from that heavenly ministry. And I don't want you to go without, because things are getting worse. I mean, whether you just watch the news, we're in perilous times. You need to know about this heavenly ministry so that you can be protected and do the things of God and don't miss out tomorrow and the rest of this week. Glory to God. Now, I hope you've enjoyed this brief coaching and teaching. I want you to join us tomorrow. And if you have any questions or need more information, contact us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can call us at 417-336-4877. Or we have a 800 number, 972-3447. Or get a hold of us on the web, billybrim.org, billybrim.org. And or Champions for Christ, that's my ministry. And contact us. And we will give this the Authority of the Believer for $5 if you call us. And also, if you want to partner up with either Mom or myself, we're going all around the world. Man, I'm telling you, you can get on a great team and get blessed. Join us. We'd love to send you this, and I'll send you information about that as well. And thank you for joining us, and we will again hit it tomorrow at the same time in the same place, and we're going to talk about your heavenly ministry and how it's going to affect your life. Oh my goodness. Join us tomorrow. Goodbye.